Hey, everybody.
Hello.
This is Phil Circus.
And this is Abbas Idris.
And when we sit across from a table
and hold hands,
it's okay.
I love that that never comes together exactly the way we want it. That's almost like our thing, I guess.
Hey, last time we got together, we called Jackie and she told us some really cool things over the phone and we talked about them. Do you think we could call another friend today?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's try that.
Let's call Lindsay because you know what? I'm feeling like it's Virgo season. She's a Virgo.
She's a Virgo.
I'm just feeling it.
She's a Beyonce burger too. Burger. She's a Beyonce Virgo, excuse me. Meaning her birthday is around the time that Beyonce is, which is I think the 3rd. Which was 2 days ago. And we went and saw Beyonce together for our Virgo birthday. Anyway.
Thank you for that history.
She's also my colleague, one of my bestest of human friends. So yeah, let me give her a call.
All right, here we go. We're calling people live.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, is this about my home's warranty?
Exactly. This is about your renter's insurance.
This is Sears. Are we still in business?
We're calling about the recall. did you vote yes or no on the recall? That's how we're calling.
Hi, Lindsay. This is Phil.
Hi, Phil.
We're doing so well.
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, there's one person I like on this call. It's not a boss. So, shocker.
I'm actually on the phone too. So I'm here.
I thought you were just passing a phone back and forth.
No.
What's going on? What is this? What's happening?
So we're doing our podcast and we thought we'd call you unprepared.
Thank you.
Because you're a Virgo, which makes you amongst human royalty as far as we're concerned.
Thank you.
Not that
thank
we're speaking
you.
From a place of bias, but it's Virgo season. So we're doing Virgo-esque episodes of our podcast. And we're calling to ask you for a topic that you could then provide us for us to discuss today.
Okay. Well, the Virgo in me wishes that you would have given me at least a week's notice, but here we are.
Fair enough.
Fair.
I would say my birthday was on Friday. So
happy birthday.
Thank you. See, that's nice. That's a nice response. But I think that I've learned recently how much people feel pressure around birthdays, like adults, like, or the guilt that comes with forgetting. And it's like,
oh my God, you're making me cry, Lindsay.
What? Why? Because you forgot my birthday?
No, because it's
see, that wasn't the point.
It's such a sensitive time.
Topic.
Yeah.
No, it's not that sensitive. But you're right, though. There is this pressure. There is a birthday pressure. Did you remember Phil's birthday, which was last week?
No, I didn't. And I'm not going to feel bad about it because that's what society wants me to do. But happy birthday, Phil.
Super ballsy. Not to care about that while you're talking about the mic. I respect it.
you can edit this stuff out. That's how podcasts work.
We're not going to, though, probably.
Nope, just going to really capture who I am. Okay,
exactly.
That's fine.
There it is. That spirit, that love Lindsay spirit.
Yeah.
That Gator spirit. So give me the topic again because I interrupted. I'm sorry.
The guilt that adults feel around forgetting birthdays or the societal pressure about feeling to do something extravagant to celebrate. So I don't know, just like birthdays and like the weird pressures around birthdays.
I like it. Lindsay, you are too kind. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
Before we let you go, I just want to say I was telling Phil how you and I went and saw Beyonce for our birthday. Speaking of birthday pressure.
No, that was so good.
Yeah, that was so much fun 5 years ago.
I was super pregnant and I got escorted in a wheelchair and they were really friendly at the whole stadium. It was a great show.
The whole stadium was friendly?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The whole stadium was very friendly. Yeah.
No, we had fun. We had a lot of fun. And you're special to me. So thank you for taking this call.
Yeah. I look forward to not listening to the podcast episode.
Fair enough.
Birthday pressure is a great topic since it is Virgo season.
It is Virgo season.
We are proud Virgos.
Yes.
And I got a lot of feelings on this one.
Yes, pun intended. No, I do too, actually. I have a birthday coming up. Yours just passed.
Right.
We did a thing at Brooklyn Basin, an outdoor thing for you. How did you feel about that? How did you feel about the pressures or lack thereof of that? Tell me.
I felt it was wonderful. I loved it. I loved it. My sweetie Jen kind of pulled it together and she's like, I didn't do anything. But no, but yeah. The family showed up and it was great.
It was a really good time. Now, would you have felt pressure if you were the one setting that up?
So I don't think I would. I think I'm like, when Lindsay brought up that topic, I felt pressure for many years of like how to celebrate my own birthday. And so it would get a little weird with partners because they didn't, you know, I'm not making any sense anymore, except to say that I started taking control of how I celebrated my birthday and my birthday's got a lot better.
Sure. I dig that. I definitely dig that. Okay. So fast forwarding, right? We'll go from the present to the past. So this year, my birthday is in like a little over 10 days. And I have a mandatory, I'm saying mandatory in parentheses, because that's what I've been telling folks.
Yeah, you're doing air quotes.
I'm doing air quotes, right? Bunny ears. I've told everyone that I have a mandatory work training that day. I do have a work training on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And what a relief, personally.
Oh, just that's interesting.
Yeah. I like the idea of not having like having a thing to do that's like work related. That way I'm not really free to get together with people. It's not that I'm antisocial, far from it.
Right.
It's just that I don't like the pressures. I definitely vibe with what Lindsay's saying. Like, I don't like the pressures of my birthday. Maybe when I was younger and there was like milestone birthdays, but
why do you think there is pressure? Why do you feel pressure?
Well, I will say this. I don't feel a pressure to do a thing, actually. I might have in younger years because you're supposed to, right? Like dirty 30, turning 21, 18, right? Like that's what I mean about going back, you know,
five, two.
You're just like, where's my birthday? No, when you're a kid, I remember I graduated with my bachelor's in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
My younger brother, Adam, was, let's see, he was at that time, he was six maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time, and it was May 22nd, which is his birthday, right? Mm. He's like a six-year-old though.
Okay.
I think I'm getting the year right. He might have been nine, honestly. I can't remember now. But the point is, he was young. He's like a young kid. And the whole time at my graduation, if you had heard him speak at all he was saying was like, when can my party start? Because my graduation day was also his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a cake for him.
Conflict.
We blended. No, it was nice. We blended my graduation celebration after graduation. We blended it with his birthday because he's a kid and kids need that. My other younger brother, Azam, who lives with me, his birthday is September 18th. And then my best bud, Ephraim, shout out to Ephraim, fellow Virgo, his birthday is September 18th. So what's really cool is I actually allow my birthday can kind of blend into these other birthdays.
But why are you trying to keep the heat off your birthday?
Because it's not so much keep the heat off. I'm just like, birthdays for me feel pretty arbitrary at this stage of my life, I'm saying. It doesn't feel like really important.
Boss, are you in there?
Well, no, really though. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm actually pretty introverted when it comes to birthdays. Like you know, you get the love online from folks who know you. You get texts from people. And I like that stuff. Don't get me wrong. But anyone who hasn't reached out to me on my birthday, they get a pass because like I'm not actually concerned about that. And I definitely don't throw parties for myself. That isn't really something I would do, you know?
I guess I've done that.
It's not a bad thing. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It feels like more work to do that. But that's based on my personality.
I don't know. I think I'm in the category of, this is something I was saying before relative to like how we might have to deal with like family stuff, but like no expectations or, you know, with other people relative to my birthday.
Hmm.
So like I'm prepared to roll with whatever happens unless I want something specific to happen. I'll make that happen.
Sure.
I do think it's important just to mark it, to celebrate it. It's just an opportunity to treat myself nice. So, are you treating yourself nice on your birthday when it happens in the middle of the week and you have to work?
Sure, yeah. I do.
Are you treating yourself nice by like putting a little extra half and half in your coffee?
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
No, you have your coffee black.
No,
I'm sorry.
I actually do. Here's the thing. I think at the risk of sounding cliche, I do celebrate myself regularly though. That's the thing. Like I will upgrade the artwork in my living room as we've talked about. I like to like paint the walls.
Selfish son of
bitch. No, I mean like so every day feels like it can be some form of celebration. So when my birthday comes around, it's like For example, I was telling you that I recently bought some stuff for myself. Some stuff for the house, some stuff for myself, some clothes, some shoes, blah, blah, blah. So I actually did all this stuff because I just had some extra money.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with my birthday. The day of my birthday is like, to me, feels a lot more low stakes. Especially like this year, it's going to be in the middle of the week. So it'll be really easy to just like be at work.
What day does it fall on?
Let me see. I don't know actually off the top of my head. See, that's how I don't even, and it's less than 10 days away and I don't know. That right there should show you.
What if someone threw you a surprise birthday?
I'd be into it. So that happened in 2007. I had a surprise birthday and I loved that. And the reason it worked so well is because I absolutely wasn't expecting anything like that. So I'd be down. I'm not against it. I'm just saying I'm not like, first, A, everyone gets a pass for forgetting my birthday or not realizing there's so many birthdays out there.
So you're saying you'd be okay if 983 of your 1,500 Facebook friends…
like showed up and they were like pictures of me and a statue of me and…
No, forgot. Forgot.
I was forgot. Yeah, yeah. No, of course. If no one…
No, I think it's… Yeah, I think it's okay. I think like at my middle age… I'm easy to please in terms of like, I really appreciated having a partner that wants to do something nice. And I appreciated seeing all my friends. And
I think if I had a partner and I would want that, you know what I mean?
But the next milestone, I think there will be pressure. I think there's always pressure on milestones versus odd number of birthdays.
Sure. Yeah. Like when I turn 40, God willing, then yeah, maybe that'll feel like a milestone. Hopefully I have a baby then too. Uh-oh. No, that would be cool. I mean, so that's what I mean. Like, I want to have kids so then I can celebrate their birthdays.
Yeah. Well, I think Lindsay, she was also talking about like pressure. Like, do you feel bad when you don't celebrate other people's birthday? I mean, I'm just…
That's a good question.
It is a good question, but I'm pretty cut and dry. Meaning like, I'll celebrate my girlfriends and I'll acknowledge friends and my family. But at this point, at my age… If I'm invited, and plus the pandemic, I ain't getting invited nowhere.
But pre-pandemic, like I'd go to a birthday thing if someone invited me for sure. There's actually like a Virgo party that some of my SF State colleagues, like they throw this Virgo party. And like, unfortunately, I'm not available to go to it next weekend. But I think it's a cool, novel idea. I like that. I'm a fan of people doing things. I'm just like, as far as remembering other people's birthdays, I try to remember because it is important to people. And if you have a Facebook, then Facebook will remind you. So.
So I'm not on Facebook. I mean, I am on Facebook, but I don't look at it for mental health reasons.
Shout out for mental health.
So like, I do post tons of pictures of my dog on Instagram, and that's me on social media.
Do you celebrate Marty's birthday?
We didn't so much this year, but yeah, we have in the past.
You're kind of like, fuck him, he's a dog or what?
Marty, fuck you.
No, not just saying it. He's in the room.
I mean, you. I'm just teasing.
Marty, he doesn't mean that. No, but I'm saying, does Marty's birthday generally be celebrated?
It generally does. Although, like, yeah, we definitely, Jen and I love to take him to the water and we've gotten him some fancy treats.
Sure.
It's good because, he's precious and I want to celebrate him. But what I was going to say is Facebook was interesting. So I do feel an obligation to go to Facebook and respond to people who all… And it's so crazy the amount of people like, I don't even know who are wishing me a happy birthday on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's a little… It's weirdness.
Yeah. It's generally pretty arbitrary. That's what I mean. Like it's not really… Now when people you know well hit you up… Like I text you, for example. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that warmed your heart. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that really made that day extra special. I know you were like, waiting by the phone.
It was like a flower opening up.
Yeah. You're like, a boss texts me, the rest is bliss.
I love you, Marty, by the way. I love you. I'm sorry I said that. I was saying that for comic effect and it wasn't even funny.
Yeah. Marty's like, are you talking about me? Smart dog. Smartest. I like this photo of Marty over here talking about celebrating Marty.
It's a puzzle in that box.
Oh, nice. Is it a puzzle of like Marty poos or what? What is it?
Of that picture.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But did you know, like upstairs, you didn't notice. Okay, when you go upstairs, if you'll notice in the hallway, a black velvet painting of Marty.
Oh, wow.
That Jen got me for my birthday last year, which also happens to fall on National Dog Day.
Get out of here. Yeah. Okay.
You got to check it out.
I will check it out.
It's a beautiful piece.
My birthday falls on Mexican Independence Day. So I will usually make a reference to that if I post anything because… that is to be celebrated.
That is to be celebrated.
I mean, shout out to me and, you know, all my Mexican brethren.
So I'm
all my hermanas and hermanos.
We're in the idea of like, let's share it. Let's share the celebration.
There you go. No, but I think it's an interesting one, this idea of celebrations. Because then it's like holiday celebration.
Yeah.
You know, do you feel a pressure to like celebrate certain holidays?
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty indifferent to a lot of the standard holidays. I didn't grow up with them, you know. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, Edith, Ephraim's wife, mm-hmm. she's like a sister to me. Ephraim and Edith both mean a lot to me. She loves Halloween,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And like, they got married on October 1st. Which is a Halloween month. They had their twins on October 1st. So that month, October, is it like a major month for them. And then
October 1st is Jen and I, our anniversary.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's their anniversary too. Look at that. Yeah, because they got married on the 1st of October.
No wonder why you're friends with all of us.
There it is, right? But you see what I'm saying? So those are, to me, that's a more valid. I think about October 1st because I love these people in particular more than I think about, believe it or not, my own real birthday. Like on October 1st, I text Ephraim and Edith and I'll send them a photo of the three of us from like 20 years ago. I put more effort into that than I do into like, honestly, my own birthday celebration. Like I vibe my birthday, but yeah.
I'm going to insert right here excerpt from the Virgo episode we did a while back.
Okay.
Where I couldn't remember your exact birthday date and you got really upset.
September 13th?
Is what?
Your birthday?
No, it isn't.
14th?
No. Keep guessing. This is fun.
Shit.
It's not shit either. What?
Oh, it's not shitty.
No. This is good. I like it. I like that you
it's
that
September.
You is it?
No, is it not?
Of You're, course it is.
Yeah. 12th?
No.
13th? No. 14th?
No.
15th?
No.
8th?
Are you kidding me? I mean, you and I, that's different, right? So that's what I mean. Like, where does it... I want to hear from my peoples. That's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
so what are we doing? We're going to celebrate your birthday this year.
We could. Oh, man.
What are we going to do? We're going to go to Brooklyn Basin? What's up?
We're not going to do anything like that. Like what we had for yours, which I really like. It was super nice and low key. But even that feels like more… Because it's the middle of the week. And
No. Mine was the middle of the week. But I decided to have… You know, we did a celebration.
Okay. Maybe. Let me think about that.
What are we going to do?
Did you see my meme about… making plans and then trying to get out of them.
I did.
Yeah.
So that was really good.
This might
good.
Be one of those moments where I'm like on the mic, I'm like, yeah, let's do a thing for my birthday. And then I will say this, the weekend after my birthday, I am free.
Mm-hmm. Should we do something at the lake?
Okay. See, now it's like, it's become a production. You know, okay. Now I feel like we're like performing or we're putting on a show. I do like food. So like small food gifts are really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's another thing I'm difficult to buy for if you like want exactly. If it's like a thing I would buy for myself, it's hard to know. Remember you just took a trip.
Yeah.
I thought you were in Costa Rica, but you were really in where?
In Bellingham, Washington.
Which I should have known because I took you to the airport. I dropped you off and picked you up. You and your lovely Jen, your lady. You brought me back a cup,
mm-hmm.
right? That cup is like the only cup I drink from now. It's like my favorite cup. Seriously. And I didn't know I wanted it, but it was a great gift because you do know me.
What does it say on the cup?
Oh, it says, I should know this because I'm using it. Something about like being sexy. It's like, I woke up.
Sexy as hell again?
Oh, yes. I woke up sexy as hell. Something like that. It's my coffee cup too.
Right,
so.
Right.
But you see what I'm saying? That gift gets me. You know, when people say like, I felt seen, you know, it's a cool gift, you know, like, but I was never like, oh, I want a cup that, essentially like emulates and
has a phrase that speaks to me.
Speaks to me and my vanity. Like, but it does, and it's cool and it's fun. And it's I think about you all the time when I drink from that cup now. So I think that's the other part of it too. Cause a lot of times birthdays are connected to gifts and gifts are connected to money. And money's a stressor.
Okay.
So
I feel that.
Yeah.
On that trip. So that yeah, that was Jen's birthday. So we do a trip for her birthday every year.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. I would do that. In relationship, I would do like a trip or like a friend's trip or something, which is kind of cool. Which
I like celebrating Jen's birthday.
It's a sweet thing. It's a lovely thing.
So I don't feel pressure. I'm sorry that Lindsay is feeling pressure. she's got a little one. How old is her little one now?
Rhea's four now. She was born in January.
Oh, so the pressure's on.
2017.
Pressure's on.
So she's four.
But yeah. When Rhea gets my age, I mean, when she's 54.
Yeah. And Lindsay's like 80. Yeah, then she can not feel the pressure. Woo! But I could be satisfied, yeah. Which was buenos to everyone for listening in.
Thanks for listening. Thank you, Lindsay, for giving us our topic for this episode.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
It was a good one.
Here's the little bonus thing. It's not going to make the podcast. Ready?
Yeah.
I came up with a joke yesterday that I thought could restart my comedy career.
Okay. I'm into it.
But the thing about it is it's a fucking joke.
That's okay.
And like, that's the last thing we need is like a middle-aged Jew telling a joke.